USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
137 Ukrainian soldiers have died in the conflict with Russia. That's according to Ukraine's president. Ukraine's Minister of Healthcare reporting earlier that 60 people had died and about 170 were injured, with those numbers including medical workers. This as President Biden announced more sanctions against Russia. And as far as the message these sanctions are supposed to send, Secretary of State Anthony Blinken tells NBC News.
Ultimately, the aggression needs to stop, and President Putin needs to pull back. But this is likely to take a long time. There's an immediate impact of these sanctions and the other measures that we've taken.
9 oil rig workers in southeast Texas are safe after a fire broke out and they had to be rescued by the Coast Guard. USA Radio News.
Billy Gerard, I'm here with Nancy B., who's a longtime user of Revive One. Nancy, tell me, how has Revive One changed your life?
Well, my husband has a lot of pain in his back, and believe me, we've tried a million things. I have so many things on the counter. I've had prescriptions. I've had all kinds of things. But this really, really does relieve the pain on his shoulder and his back. And now I've got a little bursitis in my hip, and I've been using that too. And I'm so pleased. I tell people to please try this product because it really, really works.
Not available in stores or on Amazon. Get yours factory direct at painfreeland.com. That's painfreeland.com. Use coupon code SAVE20 for 20% off and free shipping. Pain relief or your money back at painfreeland.com. Or call 877-577-2289. Not available in stores or on Amazon. Painfreeland.com. Coupon code SAVE20. The active ingredient in Revive One has been shown to temporarily relieve pain associated with arthritis, muscle strains, sprains, and more. Use only as directed.
The weekly jobless claims continue to fall.
Americans are getting back to work. The Department of Labor is reporting fewer Americans are collecting unemployment benefits than at any time since 1970. It was also the third consecutive week of reported declines in jobless claims that dipped to 232,000 Americans for the week ending February 19th. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis spoke on Thursday at the 2022 Conservative Political Action Conference. The Republican governor boasting about his state's response to the coronavirus pandemic.
We protected people's rights. We protected people's jobs. We protected small businesses, and we made sure that every kid in the state of Florida had an opportunity to go to school in person 5 days a week.
The Republican governor also criticizing President Biden during his speech. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
A vaccine maker is releasing its profits from the vaccine.
Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine brought in nearly $7 billion in the final quarter of 2021, and the drug maker says it signed purchase agreements for another $19 billion in sales this year. The vaccine maker's COVID-19 shots, which are now available in more than 70 countries, totaled $17.7 billion in sales last year, the first full year on the market. Taking advantage of coronavirus, Moderna earned $12.2 billion compared to a net loss of $747 million the year previous. On top of those numbers for 2022, analysts forecast a $21.5 billion profit for Moderna. From the USA Radio Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
The price of crude oil continues to rise because of the Russian invasion of Ukraine, meaning higher gas prices across the country. Meredith Mitz with Iowa Minnesota AAA says the impact could be seen in the next few days or in a couple weeks, depending on the situation in Ukraine.
When you see a crude oil price go up about 5 or 6%, that usually translates to roughly 10 to 15 cents of an increase at the pump.
The national average for a gallon of gasoline already at $3.54 a gallon. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.